Commentator Richard Ratliff.
How many laws would it take to keep people from doing anything wrong? Call it morality by law. Almost everyone can understand the necessity of law for an orderly and safe society. But at the extreme, where law is viewed as the only effective remedy, there are two serious problems. The first problem is that we can't pass enough laws. The most important business of society becomes passing, enforcing, and arguing laws. People are ingenious at circumventing the law. What is more, when someone cries foul, we hear, "I didn't do anything wrong. It isn't against the law." The logic is simple. If it, whatever it is not against the law, then it must be okay. My conscience is clear. Regardless of my intent or the consequences to anyone else or to society in general. As long as it isn't against the law, I can do whatever I want. This argument is dangerously wrong. The second problem with depending solely upon the law to uphold personal and social rectitude is that the idea is economically unsustainable. It adds little to the actual welfare of the economy. The intent becomes to protect, ensure, and preserve, not to prosper. What is more, the cost of establishing, enforcing, and arguing the law becomes crippling. Our courts are clogged, our prisons overflowing, our police and public safety services overburdened, and the already high cost of government is rapidly rising. I believe the answer to these problems lies in the economics of morality. Simple, universal ideals of right and wrong and the economic consequences of those ideals. Many people will argue that morality is a slippery concept. Who knows what moral means? What may be moral in one situation may not be in another, and what may not be can be. And since it is difficult to know exactly what is moral or immoral, then anything goes, anytime, any place. Propriety is outdated, no longer relevant. But we pay a heavy price economically and socially for our freedom to do what we want, when we want, where we want. Very practically, how can we know whether something we do is moral or immoral? Morality occurs in the context of relationships. When we intentionally harm or endanger someone or society, that act is immoral. When we do something to benefit someone or society, that act is moral. Sometimes there may arise moral conflict when if we do one thing, someone benefits, but someone else suffers, or the other way around. In these cases, we usually try to maximize the benefit and minimize the harm. While circumstances and customs may differ, the same questions apply everywhere. Am I helping or hurting? If both, then how can I help more and hurt less? Such a simple system implies moral responsibility, but such responsibility can make us uncomfortable. It is easier to let the law take care of it, but not really because of economics. Exclusively legal-based morality is both impossible and economically unsound. It is bad for everyone. Personal morality, while difficult sometimes, is both possible and economically sound. Moral choice improves relationships. Immoral choice harms relationships. And healthy relationships are more beneficial and less costly than unhealthy relationships. Unhealthy relationships are harmful and expensive. The unhealthier they are, the more harmful and expensive they become. Consider then a society of all healthy relationships. How much law would be required to maintain that society? Consider a society of only unhealthy relationships. How much law would be required there? Finally, where would you like to live? Consider the relationships. This is Richard Ratliff.